Our next item is KGH Property Development LLC, 8 lots on Road 257.
This is a request to replace a preliminary approved 47-lot major subdivision application with a 8-lot strip lot subdivision. The major subdivision, which was known as 2003-50, received preliminary approval April 19th of 07, and the commission has granted time extensions on June 18th of 08, September 16th of 09. The proposed parcels will contain 5 acres, 5 acres, 4.93, 4.92, 5 acres, 5 acres, 5.53 acres, a 1 acre parcel. DelDOT has issued a letter of no objection for the entrance locations. Yesterday, I received approved site evaluations from Benrec for the 8 lots. The applicants are requesting that this subdivision be approved and that it would take place with the major subdivision. And I provided each of you a copy with Mr. Davidson's letter and the survey.
Do you have the authority to do this?
I'll defer to you, Council, but I think the we've had a policy of three, but I think it's just a policy. I don't know. Can we actually do this as a minor sub?
Well, is it an application for a minor subdivision? Is that what?
This plan is the 47 lots were approved, right? Okay, this is amounts to a modification of the other plan from 47 to 8. Normally, when they're going backward, we don't have too much trouble with that.
Yeah. But it's also a minor, and it's got DelDOT approval for the entrance.
Yeah, and they've gotten the approval. I mean, these are difficult times.
I mean, the kind of the standard where you go back and look at it in terms of whether you should have a public hearing or not is whether it's a substantial change that would increase density or have adverse consequences from what was considered at the public hearing, you know.
Well, to get the minor, you take the acreage,
right,
of the property. They allow to have 4 lots as a minor, take the residual acreage that's left after they take the first 4 lots out.
Right.
Divide that by 10 acres, it tells them how many more lots they can get. Right. As long as that number matches what they can get, then it's a minor.
Yeah.
And the subdivision that was 47 lots is void.
Yeah, it would be voided out.
Once they record this, it's void, basically.
This did it.
Yeah.
Either last month or.
It's been, right, as I say, it's been done. I don't know that it's gone from 47 to 8, but.
No, it wasn't that big because Mr. Johnson even made a comment that about the newspapers wouldn't pick up on how we reduced the subdivision so much.
What? The remaining lands of KGH property, that 1 acre, what happens with that? I mean, aren't we really creating a lot there?
We are.
It's one of the lots.
That's one,
it's
of,
one
the,
of the lots being requested, yes.
The 8, I think, isn't it?
One of the 8 lots?
Yes.
And DelDOT approval, all the entrances have been approved?
Yeah, I don't know if they have that now, but they have to have that approval for us to allow it to be recorded.
Well, what they do have right now is a letter of no objection, so
to the 43, not the 8.
Well, I thought they had it for the 8.
I have a letter of no objection for parcels A through G.
So that's for the 8.
That would be for the 8.
A through
that's
G?
That's for the 8.
May 6th of this year.
That does not include that, then?
That's residual.
Right.
Yeah. That's right on that turn. That's my only question.
What happens with the 1.2 acres that's kind of it's grayed in the plan?
That might be a DelDOT.
Looks like a DelDOT dedication.
I think DelDOT's taking
dedicated
something. Yeah, I think it's DelDOT's. DelDOT's getting.
Yeah, it actually has in the legend area to be acquired by Department of Transportation.
Straighten that curve out a little bit.
Stored or required.
It's been a difficult site to say the least for these folks.
Well, the other side of the roadway.
Both of them. Yeah, the other side mostly.
Yeah. I don't think I was here on this one.
Most of the issue that was on the site was across the road.
Across the road.
Round Pole Branch or whatever it's called.
Those lots were in a conservation zone, and there was one, I believe, that was proposed to share septic. And I think the creation of these 8 lots probably be more in character with the existing parcels.
I would agree with that. I think it would be more in character with the area that's out there than what we had before, really.
What lands?
For those of you who weren't here then, I was gonna say, I think you and I were the only ones that were around, Rodney.
It went through, I think, twice too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was there at least once.
That's right, you were there for the second.
Twice?
Yeah, at least the second one. Maybe you're there for both.
At least twice.
Yeah.
It was not an easy process. And I don't think that there's been any question that these folks have been diligent. I mean, good grief. You know, we're gonna name a bench after them if they keep coming.
But here's one of the concerns I would have as commissioner in doing this and based on scan information. Because I know that during the public hearing process, there's a lot of thought and deliberation given to the information that's presented to us, both in the written form and the verbal form. And some of that may not be taken into consideration sometimes. Not that I'm saying it's with this particular case, but right. It can with some projects, you know, that maybe involve extensive wetlands, et cetera. It's, you know, like if they were trying to include the parcel across the street, then, you know, obviously with all the wetlands that were involved, that portion of it, that took a great deal of the commission's time in reviewing and considering those wetland issues. So, you know, not that I necessarily have a problem with this particular one, but I think we need to be careful going forward, and maybe including this one as to how we do it. Because I know recently I had one that was in my area that was a reduction. And some of it's due to economy, some of it's due to a change in what people want. You know, it's all part of marketing. And I know we had another one that came before us, and I don't remember if that went through public hearing or not, the one on across from Stonewater, where they're wanting to put in those twin houses and all that stuff, and suddenly the density just like mushroomed up. And that one was a different issue because they were seeking an increase, not a decrease. But they could have come in just with a whole new design that might have been bad. So, well, I guess we always have the option if the commission has a concern about a particular project that we require to have a public hearing.
You can send this one back to a public hearing if you want.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. You always have that choice, right. And that's why it's here. And I want to reinforce what Mr. Johnson is saying about these are very unusual times and unusual circumstances, and all of these have to be case by case. As far as I'm concerned, none of this is precedent setting. These are all individual issues that need to be decided. And I don't want anyone to get the impression that somehow there's a sea change or something. You know, we have the ability to reconsider. We should do it when we need to, but only when we need to.
I think the fact that this is going from 43 to 8 is a pretty good.
Well, if you'll remember back when it was all, I mean, the big considerations and big concerns were traffic and environmental impact, and certainly that, you know, less people means less traffic and less impact
and
on the environment.
The road, which,
yeah, so, yeah, and the road, yeah. So.
And the one thing we want to be careful about, and certainly there's, I don't know that there's a way to prevent it. I mean, we still require the public hearings, but some of these parcels are big enough that they could come back under our current density ordinance and apply for a bunch of houses.
They had to go back to public hearing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They'd have to come back to public hearing. But
if any one of those 5-acre parcels wanted to be divided, they've got to go to public hearing because they've already maxed the parcel out as a minor.
As a minor, see. Okay. So they automatically have to go to a public hearing.
So they're better off to put a condition that there be no further subdivision.
Now you could do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it's done. Mm-hmm. So they're presenting it to you as a basically 5-acre farmette type plates.
Which, as Mr. Lang said, this could be done in another manner, and I think the applicant's been straightforward in coming to us and asking to do it this way as opposed to doing their 4-strip now and then one for each 10-acre of residual. So they could do 4 3-quarter-acre lots, correct, and then come back and strip off others after a year.
Because it could have come in with four, three-quarter acre lot, or one-acre lots, because it within, if it's within 1,000 feet of the water, because of the conservation thing.
So we're getting estate-sized lots.
Well, again, my concern is that, and certainly we can do that in terms of the stipulations placed on it, but I just don't want this to come in as a bunch of little, three lots and 50-foot right-of-way type deals that we keep getting hit with.
You can take care of that today?
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of KGH Properties LLC, 8 lots on Road 257, with the stipulation that no further subdivision be allowed.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve 8 lots on Road 257 for KGH Property Development LLC with the stipulation that none of the 8 lots will be subdivided any further. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.